Hi there. The word for you today is, it all belongs to God. In Hosea 13 verse 6 we read, when I fed them, they were satisfied. And when they were satisfied, they became proud. Then they forgot me. Paul writes, 1 Timothy 6 verse 17, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but trust in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give and willing to share. So are you, quote, rich in this present age? Before you answer, let me tell you this. Almost half the world, more than 3 billion people, live on less than $2 a day. So if your income is more than that, then yes, you are rich by comparison. But prosperity comes with a warning, and it's this: don't be arrogant. Proverbs 16 verse 18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. The Scottish historian Thomas Carlyle wrote, and I quote, adversity is sometimes hard upon a man, but for one man who can stand prosperity, there are 100 that will stand adversity. Listen, God wants you to enjoy things without becoming obsessed with them. Accumulating possessions has a way of eclipsing God. So, no matter how meager or how much, it's still the same principle. There's a predictable progression from poverty to pride. Goes like this. The poor man prays and works. God hears and blesses. The poor man becomes rich, gets God. The faithful poor man becomes the proud rich man. As God said through Hosea, when I fed them, they were satisfied. And when they were satisfied, they became proud. Then they forgot me. So, how can you avoid this trap? By remembering that everything, and I mean everything, you own comes from God, and He is the source of everything you're going to need in the future. So, live with a grateful heart and live in faith and total dependence on God. Okay? That's the word for you today.